Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you should know you should check your draft stats first before you put them on your fantasy team. Or you should definitely check the expiration date on that can of bean dip you picked up at the gas station first before you dive in. Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. See Allstate.com for details. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois. As a business owner, you're always going that extra mile to pursue your passions. So you deserve partners who can help you go further with premium benefits and rewards. The American Express Business Platinum Card offers world-class business and travel benefits so you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. With the Amex Business Platinum Card, you can earn 1.5 times membership rewards points on select business purchases. And you can get complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Terms and points cap apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/Amex Business.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of the Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on the Roku Sports Channel from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show.
Ladies.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Kansas City, I want to hear you! Touchdown, Kansas City, Patrick Mahomes!
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Touchdown, Saquon Barkley! 60 yards.
Earlier on the show, two-time Super Bowl champion and Greenlight podcast host Chris Long. Still to come, comedian Bill Burr. Plus, complete championship Sunday recap, your phone calls, and more. And now, it's Rich
Eisen.
That's
right. Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. The Overreaction Monday podcast has already been recorded and popped out there on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show, as well as all of our audio platforms. Check it out as soon as you can. We already had a great chat with two-time Super Bowl champ Chris Long, who was just barely sobered up from his trip to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, where he watched the Eagles destroy the Commanders and make the Super Bowl, and then hung out in a bar in South Philly. And what do you do? SoCo with lemon shots.
Ooh,
and then Jägermeister after? Good Lord.
I don't know if he confirmed that he was consuming Jäger. He did say it got pulled
out. Yeah, it got offered. Bill Burr's in our green room. He's going to be out in about 15 minutes' time, and it's going to be great chopping that up with him. He's got a new special coming out in Hulu in the middle of March called Drop Dead Years. And then he's heading to New York. I cannot wait to see this. I'm a big fan of David Mamet, and Glengarry Glen Ross is an incredible play. I've seen it multiple times. He's going to make his Broadway debut. Kieran Culkin, Bob Odenkirk, and him, along with Michael McKean as well.
Sweet.
I can't wait to see that. So lots to talk about with Bill Burr when he joins us in studio. The Dallas Cowboys have introduced their latest head coach. They dropped it in the middle of the evening on Friday.
It's generally when you drop bad news.
That's true. Not going to lie.
You know what I mean?
Let me tell you this. Now, the NFL Network Research Department sent out a packet. You could see 2025 hot seat head coach and candidates research notes.
Ooh.
So they
identified the spots where there might be new head coaching vacancies. They mentioned the Titans and the Giants. They stayed put, but they had the three interims, and then they also mentioned Mike McCarthy, Gerard Mayo, Doug Peterson, Antonio Pierce as potential guys to be fired, and they all did. Then they identified 15 coaches that could be interviewed for possible jobs, and they put Rex Reiner because he was already interviewed. Same with Ron Rivera. Brian Schottenheimer's name is not on here.
Wow.
The research department didn't even fathom that could be possible.
I mean, I don't know if that's funny or not funny. They kept doing the downloads, so they didn't want anybody to come and take them. I'm not going to say that.
Brian Schottenheimer's been at it for a long time, to the point where I met him, and I think I had sushi with him and his wife and at the Pro Bowl in the mid-aughts when we first were there. Son of Marty. Brian Schottenheimer's been around, and he's been coordinators in places, and he showed up in Dallas after Kellen Moore hit the road when Mike McCarthy was there. And if Dak Prescott wanted continuity, he's getting it. And he is the third internal head coaching hire in the history of the franchise. And he spent 14 seasons as an offensive coordinator with the Jets, Rams, Seahawks, and Cowboys. So he's been around a minute. Just nobody thought he would be the next head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. That is for sure. And Schottenheimer had this to say when he was announced earlier this morning.
One of my greatest strengths is my ability to create relationships. Relationships that are built on trust, respect, connection. I'm really good with X's and O's, but I'm great with people. And the type of men that we have in this locker room are excited about that. And so I think as we build this thing out, as the culture comes together of this team, that's where I feel like my greatest impact will be felt.
He sounds a little like his dad, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah.
He's got like that Marty cadence to him. I wish his dad was alive to see this. It'd be a pretty neat moment for him and his family. And look, there's many reasons to crap all over this idea. Seriously. I have no idea. Nobody has any idea. I keep going back to this moment as well. All right. Susie tells this story all the time. When she was covering Pete Hackett, Nathaniel's dad. At USC, Paul Hackett.
Former Pitt coach.
Paul Hackett, Nathaniel Hackett's dad. He was out here at USC, and it was falling to crap, and Carson Palmer was not looking good. And USC went outside the family and hired a guy that, you know, was in the pros.
Yep.
And they hired a guy, and like, let's see if we can get him to USC. He's got no connection to USC. Let's bring him to USC. And people are like, Pete Carroll, really?
Yep.
Who was perfect for the moment. Another one. And I'm being as generous as I possibly can here. And another one. When Don Mattingly finally made the playoffs in 1995, after never having made it, and he hit a home run against the Mariners in that playoff series, and Jeter was coming, and there was a whole bunch of kids in the pipeline coming, and they fired the manager who brought the Yankees to the playoffs and had them as the best team in 1994. And if it wasn't for the strike, the Yankees wouldn't have made the World Series then.
Yeah.
And Buck Showalter, who knew all of these kids, were coming up out of the minors and getting ready to be the core of the Yankees' future, and they bounced him for a retread named Joe Torre. All of New York was like, this guy? Really? The guy who crapped out with the Mets? This guy? We're going to get him? This guy? Turned out to be perfect for the moment. So for anybody out here saying this guy's going to be garbage or crap, we have no earthly idea. But there's a lot of people, the reason why they're crapping on it as well is because Jerry Jones made the pick. And it's out of nowhere, and it makes little sense when you've got Bill Belichick sitting out there saying, maybe you can buy me out, or Deion Sanders was sitting there in Colorado answering a telephone call from Jerry Jones. And all the other hot coordinators that are out there who have just been there and done that in their own rights for people, for teams that haven't churned him out. So he was on Dallas, and he is sitting in there, and he's not going to be as expensive as other people. And you don't have to buy him out. All you got to do is just keep him there. And his press conference can have five people sitting in it while there's a million around this guy, the owner. So people wondering what his intentions are. So let's ask him himself. I'm told this is a cut down answer to 2.5 minutes. From 10 minutes?
Oh,
really?
He went on for a while, yeah.
It was the first question asked, why did you hire Brian Schottenheimer? This is what Jerry Jones had to say.
I've been around a lot of coaches. As a matter of fact, I wanted to be a coach. Except I wanted to live better than I thought coaches live. I wanted to drive a little bigger car, and I wanted to fly in an airplane. Had I known what I'm paying them now, I'd have been a damn coach. I have a good background in the makeup of what a coach is. To think that you could make a decision in an interview and not have talked, if you didn't and hadn't ever communicated or had a visit, I wouldn't dare have had an interview unless I talked to many, many people that knew that person. Now, I get my proverbial ass kicked over needing people in my comfort zone. Without this thing being about me in any way, if you don't think I can't operate out of my comfort zone, you're so wrong. It's unbelievable. This is as big a risk as you could take. As big a risk as you could take. No head coaching experience. That let me share something with you. With all of that, you've just heard him reference his osmosis, his family. Anybody in this room that doesn't believe the apple doesn't go far from the tree has missed it someplace down the road. I've read where I don't have a penchant for risk-taking. If you really knew my score sheet, you would see that I've taken more risk in the last 5 years than the rest of my life put together. And sometimes I don't know when I look in that mirror why the risk is taken with it there. And what I would say for the fans is that, yes, to some, and it might be couched as less than glamorous hire. What I would say to you is I got here taking shots and not shoddy shots.
All right. Now, that sounds like that was written by Taylor Sheridan, right?
That's what I mean.
And unfortunately, is that, you know, that message that Jerry Jones delivered, written by Taylor Sheridan, was delivered to a patient that didn't do very well afterwards. Spoiler alert. But listen, it is a risk. That's for damn sure. It is a risk to go ahead and go with somebody who's never done it before. But the good news is, unlike his previous hire, when he says, "I've watched every snap of offensive football over the last couple of years from the Dallas Cowboys," true. You know he has.
Yeah.
Because he was there coordinating it.
Yeah.
As opposed to the predecessor, who kind of Biff Lomond his way into the spot in that regard a little bit. Look it up. I don't know, man. I honestly don't know. Anybody who says that they know that this is a mess in the making doesn't know. We have no idea. I have no idea. It is a risk. So if for someone who is risk averse, but you also heard him talk about, you know, from what I'm paying coaches, he does not want to pay a coach. I think he is clearly an idea that a coach that wants to make 15, 16, 17, 20 million bucks a year, I can get somebody, you know, in the same way that people view running backs. Why do I need to pay a running back $15 million when I can pay one $5 million and get the same results?
Because he knows he's ultimately the coach. So yeah, why is he going to pay somebody else to do the job that he's already doing?
Right. That's it.
He doesn't have a general manager because he thinks he can do it.
Do you really think he comes up with the plays? Do you really deep down think that? Do you really think that?
No, I don't think he doesn't deep down come up with the X's and O's. But it's very obvious that he's running things like from top to bottom. He's not sitting there writing up a play sheet, perhaps, but, you know, this is uninspiring, man. It really is.
Even admitted, I understand it's not the most inspiring, but...
So as a fan base, how are you selling me on this? If you're going out there and you're telling us that this is uninspiring...
No, he understands that it's not as inspiring, but just wait till you see what he can do. That he has spoken to a bunch of people who know him, that the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, that his dad did instill in him what it takes to be a head coach. I don't know. We can't sit here and say that this is impossible. Is it probable?
I can say
it's
impossible.
I understand that we can have that conversation, but I am surprised. If you give Dion what he wants and you give him all the cash in the world, that what he wants, and to bring his assistant coaches that he would bring, and to bring everything else that he would bring, to me, that's what you're looking for. Just like the old school Dallas Cowboys, where everybody can't get enough of them. They can't stop talking about them. They can't stop talking about them because, just like the Chiefs now, you're sick and tired of watching them do what they're doing to everyone else, which is just beating the crap out of everybody and winning championships. And they haven't done that in over 30 years. And if this guy is the one who actually restores the Cowboys to all that, then we can look back on this day and go, this guy was right. If he wasn't, it's just more the same, isn't it?
Yeah, what's more likely?
I mean, isn't it?
You don't know.
I'll take more of the same for $1 billion, Alex.
You are also aware that if it is Matt Eberflus as the defensive coordinator, that's not too bad in its own right, also.
Oh, and you know no one's going to be plucking him for a head coach anytime soon.
There is that, too, by the way.
Yeah.
And, you know, what you're paying, you could pay him less, and it's offset by what the Bears were giving him.
Mm-hmm. Hey, another way to save money.
Again,
hey.
Jerry's
talking about, like, I would have been a head coach if I saw, like, they're flying.
That's what I'm saying.
He's not, though.
No, but I know that. But you just also heard how he values what a coach makes. And you kind of saw it in his comment. And you hear it from everyone that reports on the league and his two cents on how he views coaches and what their worth is and what they're being paid and what you actually get out of it. And all I'm thinking to myself is, I don't understand that, because if I have more billions and billions and billions than anyone else, and what is it to me to actually pay somebody?
Look what he does with the players to make some weight.
That's what I'm talking about, man.
He makes the players wait. To
not pay the resources to that position because you think it's not worth it and you can allocate your dollars elsewhere better. To me, it's just like, you can't take it with you.
Exactly. Spend it now.
But like I said, for us to sit here and crap all over it saying there's no chance it's going to happen, stranger things have happened.
Yeah, let me tell you what's not going to happen.
You don't know. Okay. We don't know.
We got the third best team in our conference. We arguably got the third best quarterback. I don't see this changing.
Division, TJ. Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, division.
Division, my bad. Yeah. I wish we had the third best.
You wish you were third best.
I wish that. Division, yes. I'm sorry, Chris. I'm just so annoyed. I can't think straight.
You were second best in the conference last year.
I get it.
A 2 seed going in the NFC playoffs last year. Two.
Okay.
Just 1 year ago.
And Dak gets hurt.
Every year.
And now you're less than at head coach than Mike McCarthy. Like, what are we doing?
This is all happening, man.
You don't come back better after tearing your hamstring and breaking ankles and fingers.
Yeah.
And, like, you just, no. You don't come back
better. But you're stuck with him because of the terrible contract Jerry gave him. You can't get off of him.
That's true. I think right now it's a $90 million cap hit
next
year.
Yes, it is.
That they're going to have to figure that one out.
Woof.
Meanwhile, Pete Carroll's being introduced as a Raiders head coach as we speak. Aaron Glenn just got introduced as the Jets head coach, and that's how we are going to take a break. And when we come back, the great Bill Burr in studio. Cannot wait. It's going to be a lot of fun. Always is when Bill is here. That is next. This is the Rich Eisen Show. Let's talk TurboTax, people. You might be sitting there going, wait a minute, Rich. I don't get it. It's not April. Why am I thinking about my taxes now? Why should I? Because with TurboTax, you can have an expert file for you as soon as today. You get a TurboTax expert's undivided attention when you use TurboTax. And they work on your return in real time. Once upon a time, taxes is all about waiting and wondering and worrying. That's three things any fellow football fan can relate to, right? But nowadays, it's all about a TurboTax expert giving your taxes their undivided attention, just like your fantasy league waiver wire. Experts file with 100% accuracy so you can get your best return guaranteed. Know how it's all working for you right now rather than finding out at the last second and wondering if the person who's doing it for you knows what they're doing. With TurboTax, they've got an expert who knows what they're doing all the time. Now, this is taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you should know you should check your draft stats first before you put them on your fantasy team. Or you should definitely check the expiration date on that can of bean dip you picked up at the gas station first before you dive in. Yeah. Checkin' First is smart, so check Allstate First for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. See Allstate.com for details. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois. I got a riddle for you. What do yoga mats, a toothbrush, and a Hyundai have in common? I'll give you a moment. Time's up. If you guess they're all fun, well-designed, and super useful, you guessed wrong. The answer is you can order all those things on Amazon. That's right. You can now buy a Hyundai on Amazon, the same place where you order yoga mats, a toothbrush, and pretty much everything else, all from the comfort of your home. And the best part, you won't even have to break down a car-sized Amazon box after, because you'll pick up your Hyundai at the dealer. I mean, picture this. You're in your PJs, snugged in on your couch. You pull up Amazon on your phone and start the process right there. Just locate a nearby dealer, pick your color, your options, check the price, and with a few dotting of some I's and crossing of some T's, voila, your Hyundai is ready for pickup. It's that easy. Just remember to put some real clothes on before you head over, will you? Hyundai, now available on Amazon. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Limited availability only through participating Hyundai dealers in select markets. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show on the
it's already starting.
Roku Sports Channel. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, Bill Burr is here on the Rich Eisen Show back again.
First things first, I want to know who you defeated to get that title as best dad ever. As a dad, I mean, I don't remember. I wasn't part of the bracket.
Anybody. I was the 12th seed.
You were Gonzaga, inexplicably, getting to the final four.
I'm the Gonzaga of dads. That's what I am. No one saw me coming with my three children. No, this is a Father's Day gift. I could still see here. This is $24? Unbelievable.
Wow, I know you're a great dad. You see his green room. Like, it's nothing with athletes. It's all you with your kids, man. That's a great thing.
Thank you. Good to see you.
Yeah, I came here specifically. Do you want to go half on Turkish hair plugs? I feel like one of the last two guys keeping it real out here.
We were talking this the other day. Like, I could see a bunch of guys on the air. I know it's fake. I know it's completely fake.
But no, they're getting good, though.
They are. But
you can jump in multiple pools now with the hair plugs that they got going on.
One year, I was thinking of getting it. It's about 10 years ago, at least. I was thinking about it. And Marshall Falk says, I know a guy down in San Diego.
I got a guy.
You know what I mean? With my guy, I'm like, I know. It's not a fly-by-night, real thing. So I called the doctor's office. I set up a FaceTime.
Did they draw on your head? Did you get that far?
Did not. Here's how it started. Doctor gets on the phone. I'm waiting for him 5 minutes. I'm on a FaceTime just thinking, really? Am I going to just hear him? I'm thinking of even just hanging up. He gets on. He looks at me and he goes, oh, wow.
Like, I got a lot of work in front of me.
End the conversation. He started.
Oh, wow.
Oh, this was so
yeah, wow. No. Oh. If you go to any medical person and they're intimidated by whatever your problem is, that's it. Hey, let's take a look at your heart. Oh, wow.
That's the last thing you want to hear from a doctor. You know. Oh, wow.
Your QB in the huddle looking at the defense. Oh, wow. Those guys look tough.
Back on the radio network.
Definitely going to be handing the ball off on this play.
That's right. Oh, wow. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Here I am, years later, still bald. That's me. Bill Burr, Drop Dead Years, coming exclusively to Hulu on March 14th.
You know what the upside of being bald is? You're always ready to go.
I know,
right? You know what I mean? You don't got to mess with you. You just, like, everybody thinks that, you know, you did the hygiene thing. Throw in a sweater and a button down, that's it. You can roll out of bed and put that on, and everybody thinks you're just ready to go. I'm not saying good things are going to happen to you as a bald person, but you are ready to get there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I can get ready in, like, I swear to God, dude, I can get ready in 3 minutes.
So how long is your wait when you're waiting for, not to get you in any trouble at home,
how long is your wait? All the time in the world. I understand women now.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's just, it's not balanced. You know what I mean?
You cracked the code?
It's like playing the Chiefs. It's going to be a loss. There's too many things working against you. By the way, can I talk about the two-point conversion?
Please.
And just really put it into perspective? First of all, I forget about people going for it in the second quarter like there's not like a whole other half of football. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, a two-point conversion means you have to score back-to-back touchdowns. And the first touchdown took you at least three plays, if not four.
Right.
And then because it's 2 points, I don't think people look at it like that. And the amount of times I saw the Bills do it. It's like you scored a touchdown, the crowd's out of the game for a second, and then rather than just kicking the extra point right. in the second quarter, right? Plenty of time left. You go for it, and you don't get it, and the crowd gets a rise out of it, and they think like something positive happened.
Right.
Rather than you just scored a touchdown, you took them out of the game briefly, and then you immediately go for these 2-point conversions. I don't get it.
I get it.
And then I feel like they get one out of three. And so then you get 2 points out of a possible just three extra points you could have kicked.
The one thing I don't understand, too, is when you go for – when you're down, like, say, you know, 15, mm-hmm. okay, and you score a touchdown and then you go for the two there, as opposed to just take your 7 points, be done with it. Now you know you got to go for two one time at the end, because if you miss the two now you got to go for two a second time. And the answer that I get from analytics people is like, well – now you'll know if you go for two right away, you know, if you've got to go for it a second time. And I'm like, but you know, you got to go for it once. Like
nothing in this world makes sense. Like I think once this is part of being old now, nothing makes sense. Like, you know, football guys used to make decisions. Now the kids on the math team make the decision. You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't understand cars. I can't shut my wife's car. Like she has this electric car and it's a piece of crap. It's like driving an iPad. It's trying to suck all this information out of you. And then they always say, like, don't drive distracted. And the damn car won't shut up. Like the side view mirrors, if somebody's coming along. We're in the, like, lanes. We're driving down. We know what we're doing. And the thing on the red is like, ha, 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 ha. That's doing like this. Or like when you back up, beep, 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 beep. And I'm sitting in the car like, what? 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 What do you see that I don't? Is there a toddler back there? Half the time, it's just like a little branch. She has information on the inside of the windshield. It's like the speedometer. The speedometer's like right there. I thought I'm not supposed to drive. I think what it is they don't want us driving cars anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So they're trying to distract us, acting like it's technology. So we're going to have like more car accidents, so then they can get you into a self-driving car, which is not a self-driving car.
Do you see those around here? That's
your own personal police car. And you're going to say the wrong thing on one of these social media things, and one day you think you're making a left to the gym, and the thing's taking you to the cops to get re-educated. Like, I thought I was going to the gym. Rich, please do not fight.
That's what you think of when you see these self-driving cars in the road, though.
That's exactly what I think. They just want you to be like this bag of mush just driving down the street. Now, what's wrong with thinking?
Have you gone to the new Clippers arena into it? Have you gone there yet?
Yeah, you got to use your face to get in. I would never go there. And I would never perform there. I would never do anything in a place that wants you to do that. But you know what's going to happen?
What?
Is eventually everyone, what's the difference? They got all our information anyway.
Right.
And then the herd's going to go over the cliff. And then what am I going to do? Be a street performer? Now with this lack of pigment, I'm going to have to do it too.
You are at some point in time.
Yeah. Yep. I mean,
so when the Celtics just came into town, right? Is that your team, the Celtics, or no?
Dude,
really?
The Celtics always lose to the Clippers. They get up for the Lakers and then they party the night before the Clippers. I fell for that like 6 years in a row. I used to watch the Big Three lose to them, and they had nobody on the Clippers, and they beat us by like 18.
So you won't give your face up? You won't? I mean, you're like, you know, you're facially recognized just walking down the street.
I'll be honest with you,
care?
Like, I watch games at home.
Yes.
When I go to games, it's just like, there's just too much stuff going on. Like, I like to talk about why'd they do this? What are they doing this for? Why would you go for two there? I don't understand why they're not kicking the extra point.
Right.
But there's so much, and it's so loud. I'm telling you, you're going to get tinnitus. Like, you're going to go see Judas Priest at these damn things. Not to bring those guys up again. They already got blamed for some stuff a long time ago.
What do you think?
I don't know why I picked them. So, no, I just get it. It's a young man's game. I'm an old guy. So, like, you know, that's it. You go for two, you know, and...
What do you think of Brady calling the games, Bill? Do you like
I think
him?
He's doing a great job.
I like it.
Yeah. I like also like Tony Romo's another guy that some people don't like. Like their knowledge of the game is just, it's incredible.
Well, I mean, just Brady saying anything where he's just wants to talk about the playoffs, when he's going to call the Super Bowl, like who else would you want to hear? Like he, guy's been in the game 10 times or 11 times.
Do you know what's funny about those guys? They know so much about the game that like, I feel like sports fans who want to be the guys saying what's going to happen and they keep beating them to it, they start to not like them. And it's just like, it's okay to not know as much as a professional NFL quarterback. I find like when I listen to Romo and Tom Brady, mostly former players.
Yeah.
Like I love the broadcaster, you know, keeps it going, knows when to, you know, do everything with the former player because their insight of what's going on is incredible. I like it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Bill Burr here on the Rich Eisen Show. Bill Burr, Drop Dead Years, available on Hulu March 14th. What's the drop? Are you in your Drop Dead Years?
Yeah,
is that what you're
referring
to?
It's a joke that I do in my act saying like, basically for a man, like I'm too young to die of natural causes, but I'm not young enough. I'm not too, you know, whatever the word is, just to drop dead. These are the years as a guy. And it's a uniquely male phenomenon. Like women don't seem to drop dead. I think as they cry and they emote and they, I don't know what they do. They just, I don't know.
They live forever.
Yeah, they do.
That's
what
they do.
They live forever. They're doing something right. But us, right. We are always like, there's always falling out of golf carts and stuff like that. But my thing is, if you make it past like 61, 62, then you're just looking at like a prolonged illness or something like that'll take you out.
So that means I'm in my drop dead years right now.
Yes,
pretty much.
And any movie, like one of us might not make it to the end of this interview.
That'll be a ratings grabber.
No, for sure. It's obviously just a joke. So I shot it up in Seattle. My buddy Ben Tischler, who I co-wrote Old Dads with, he directed it. Did an amazing job. I love how it looks. And Seattle was sort of the perfect city, you know, because I lean a little left, I also lean right or whatever, so it's kind of had that good like push pull thing. So I had like the liberal from Seattle people, and you had the lumberjack people from, you know, the woods come in, and it's like that's kind of like what I like. I like to have as many people.
It's purple America. That's what you're talking about.
Which would be, you know, a nice thing. It's a little disturbing where we are right now. Because when I was a kid, we hated the Russians. And now people, like, hate states. And it's like, it's supposed to be the United States. So I'm hoping there will be some sort of unifying energy out there.
And you're that guy. You're going to be uniting us.
Well,
Bill
if
Burr.
I'm that guy, then we're in a lot of trouble. But like,
let's hope not.
Yeah.
And so that's coming out in mid March, dude. I think I texted you when I heard you were in Glengarry Glen Ross. That's going to be on Broadway. I am psyched for this.
Yeah.
How are you prepping for this thing, man?
Well, when I get out of the fetal position, I've just been running the lines, been working with an acting coach. And
it's not like you've never acted. I mean, you've been in Breaking Bad.
I know,
at the very
but like
least
I'm in
here,
there
man.
With some heavy hitters. So, but the good thing is like, you know, they're going to be carrying it. So I feel like I've joined a good. I'm a Division II player that's on it. That just got onto Alabama. It's Kieran Culkin, Bob Odenkirk, Michael McKean. So I mean, those guys. They're going to crush it. So all I got to do is just game manage. I'm going to be a game manager.
You're the Ed Harris role, right?
Yes, I am. I play the bald guy.
Isn't that odd that you get that role, man? Isn't that strange, Bill?
No, it's good. Well, they can't have a not bald guy play it because then the liberals will get upset. Why didn't you have a bald guy play the bald guy?
That's right. Baldists. They're all baldists on Broadway.
Well, yeah. That's what I've always loved that about. Like, it's like, well, that's what acting is playing what you aren't. Other than that, you're just memorizing lines, right? I don't know.
So you're going to be on a podcast and Ed Harris is going to come out and act like your brother or something like that?
Love Ed Harris. And like one of my favorite ones, State of Grace.
Yes.
Which was based on that book, The Westies, if you ever read that. I read that when I was living in New York. It was about the Irish gang in Hell's Kitchen, which is now called Clinton, for whatever reason. And what was cool about the book is it had all the places where they hung out and all like their hideouts and everything. And I got so into that book that I would just go around and just see what all of those places. And it was so funny.
Yeah.
They were like, you know, cupcake and coffee places, and it's just like they used to chop up bodies in the back of this. You have like no idea. It's one of the fascinating things about like being in New York, because unlike like LA, like it just crushes me the amount of beautiful buildings that they knock down out here. And also with these fires out here, I would put this up against anybody. I think Los Angeles has the most beautiful like homes, architectures, those Spanish revivals, the craftsmen's, the Art Deco stuff. It's just incredible. And that was another thing. Obviously, people losing their homes. But then, like, some, I can't imagine how many of those, like, 100-year-old homes, those legendary ones that, you know.
They just went
out. Oh, with all that tile work and everything, the arches. It's just.
And you're doing a benefit show tonight, right?
Yes, doing, yep.
You and Shane Gillis?
Yeah, Shane Gillis, who I've never done a gig with. Very excited.
Dude, when he
to do that. And Andrew Santino and Dean Del Rey are also going to be on, yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
When Shane Gillis went on ESPN and called Nick Saban Alabama Jones because of the hat that he had, it looked like, did you see that?
Yeah, yeah, I did see that.
That was fantastic. That was absolutely hilarious, man.
Yeah.
So you and Shane Gillis tonight are going to raise some money. By the way, that was my way of just kind of bringing up Billy Corgan to you. Minutes ago when I asked if Ed Harris is going to go on a podcast and ask if you're acting like
your brother.
Oh, is
that what that was?
That's what that was. Well, people want to know, were you really pissed?
Huh? Listen, I don't like talk about
your stuff.
Yeah, I don't. So like Howie did what he did.
Yeah.
Because he is a Hollywood whore and he doesn't care what happens, that he just didn't.
Okay.
He could have said something and he just
threw it
brings up all that weirdness. You know, Billy's fine. I mean, that's the first time I ever met him, but that was like fine or whatever.
He's a
but like, I did not
fan,
appreciate, you know, what Howie did. Oh, no, not
okay.
at all.
All right. So
no,
then,
no, but he's like Howie, so he's like sort of hard to hate. You know what I mean? How do you like hate a germaphobe? He's like not threatening. He like just walks with his arms in so he doesn't rub against curtains that he owns. That's the weirdest thing about him. He's a strange man.
He came on this show and he just bounced off the walls, literally. When he came in here, right?
Yeah, that was early on.
Did
that
he
was
take him? It was over 10 years ago.
Like an hour. He stayed forever. He wouldn't leave.
So when do you go to New York? Just now? Is this happening now?
Rehearsals start in February. Dude. So then I head out there.
Up.
And
you're in a David Mamet play, dude, on Broadway. That's pretty freaking cool.
Yeah, it is.
That is really great.
And it is. Who do you like in the Super Bowl?
I like the Chiefs.
You're really going out on a limb, aren't you?
Dude, hey, listen. The Eagles are really good, but I also chose...
Oh, boy, are they?
But I chose the Chiefs.
The Eagles are going to have to be up by at least 30 points.
All right, go there. Go there, Bill. Go there.
Oh, then ignore.
Go there. No, I'm not ignoring.
No,
go there.
No. That's the greatest team you're ever gonna see. It doesn't get any better than that. And it's just football at the highest level. And if you're not appreciating what's going on, then there's something wrong with you.
Oh boy.
Dude, it's a show. Okay, they're all shows at this point. Like, I think there was a while there where, mm-hmm. I think. Listen, let's be honest. Okay, there's
Please.
Always been point shaving, mob gambling. There's always been. It's always been, and all sports have always been like that. But I think we're going into like an unprecedented time of that on all sports or whatever. So I'm not just singling them out. I don't care about that stuff. But I'm just saying, like,
you think the Chiefs are not as good as we're making them out to be, Bill? I mean, I'm trying to figure
it's a business.
Yes.
It's a business, and you got to look at the problem with the Chiefs is Patrick Mahomes doesn't have a dance partner. Well, you had Bradshaw, Staubach, you had Montana, Elway. He's just the only guy. So if you don't like the Chiefs, you should buy everyone should buy the jersey of that kid on the Redskins. So then the NFL will be, maybe there's some money. Maybe this is lucrative. If we could sort of, I don't think it's fixed. I think it's massaged. There's definitely more back rubs on one side than the other. I mean, I don't know. Like, dude, you know what kills me? It was when I watched the NBA in 2000, massaged. I was going like, this is fixed. This is fixed.
Well, at times it was, wasn't it?
Yeah, right? But then they do the Oswald thing. They blame it on one guy.
Right.
Mm. Yeah, it was just him. It's like, if I'm on an officiating crew with you and I'm shaving points, how long before you figure that out? Half a quarter. Half a quarter. You figure, like, what is this guy doing?
I see what you're saying.
And then you come up to me upset, you know, that I'm not letting you in on the action. Because we're both underpaid.
See, but the thing is, like, I understand.
We're wearing our athlete's foot shirts, right? And our dirty slacks. Like, you ever take one of those American airline flights with, like, the propellers?
Yeah.
You ever see the pants of the pilots? I mean, they're getting paid less than a substitute teacher. It's insane. They come in with those old black Reeboks on. They look like they're waiting tables at Applebee's. And you're putting their... You put your life in their hands.
You know,
they're grossly underpaid. I'm not saying they're bad pilots. It's just like,
no,
it's like there's nothing spiffy about it.
So you'd feel safer flying on a plane with a guy with a better pair of pants. is what you're saying.
I'd like to see a crease. I'd like to see a crease going into the cockpit. I don't want TGI Fridays.
So, but the party
like a bunch of, they got a bunch of miserable people walking in the back having to sing happy birthday to somebody.
So you, watching at home, part of you, Bill Burr, thinks that when Allen step into the line of scrimmage in a fourth down and short, and he's called, and he's barely making it to the line of scrimmage, just a little past it. Maybe he's got the first down, maybe he doesn't.
And maybe one guy says it is a first down, and the other guy says it. You know which way it's
going to
go.
Think somebody's sitting there going, here's my chance to get that massage? Like, is that what you're saying? Because again, that's.
I just think, you know, where is the money? Like, come on, man. They got all the stars. They got Taylor Swift. I mean, that's going to be a lot. Like, it's a business. Why are they an entertainment league? Why aren't they a sports league?
So you're thinking that there is a thumb on the scale.
I'm asking you.
Yes. Yes, sir.
I'm asking you.
Yeah.
Why are they called an entertainment league? Why are they not?
Because they're a sports league, but it is entertainment in this day and age. You know what I mean?
If you're called an entertainment league,
yes,
and a game is proven to be fixed, you cannot be tried because it's entertainment. It's sports entertainment.
So you don't think the Chiefs are as good as they really are?
I'm not going to say that.
Okay.
I'm not going to say that. I'm just saying that I, you know, it's a business.
You've got Chiefs fatigue. That's what you've got.
What?
You get a little bit of the Chiefs fatigue. You're tired of watching them win.
Okay, you're a company man. I get it. Because you know what it is? Rich Eisen in the green room is not Rich Eisen behind this desk.
What are you talking about?
What I'm talking about is you want me to say what you're not going to say.
No.
That's what you're doing to me. That's what you're doing to me as you sit here. Look at this propaganda. Best dad ever.
I'm not trying to get you to say anything.
You're wholesome. I get it. You're wholesome.
You say this to me every time.
I love it.
That you are here. Bill. So who do you think is going to win? You think the Chiefs will win just because of it? Or now all figurative bets are off?
I don't watch Chiefs games.
You don't?
I don't. It drives me insane. I think I'll live. I've watched like 50 of them. It's cool. It's cool. I don't watch the NBA. I don't watch a lot of things anymore because I got kids. But then also, like, I just...
I know Michigan, Ohio State this year.
Music changes. Sports changes. Yeah. Everything changes. And at some point, you just, you know, back in the 80s, listening to your hair metal, you don't know, like... You know, and your car's yelling at you and you don't know why. You just become this confused old man. So that's basically what I am.
I'm just
a confused old man. Don't listen to me. Everything's on the up and up.
Bill Burr, Drop Dead Year is available streaming exclusively
on Hulu.
There's
a bunch of money involved here, Rich.
On March 14th. And then I cannot wait. I will be in the audience at some point. Previews begin March 10th. Show opens March 31st. Runs through May. So you better get tickets while you can. To Glengarry Glen Ross on Broadway. Kieran Culkin, Bob Odenkirk, Michael McKean, and you.
So I always say I'm going to sit up and then I forget.
It's okay. You look great.
Huh? Do I?
Yeah, you do.
When I slouch, I look like a Mr. Potato Head.
We started rewatching The Mandalorian at my house too. Is it fair to ask you if you're going to be in that movie or no?
Is it fair to ask?
I don't know. I don't want to.
For some reason, you can't say what.
I don't know.
Weird? Like you can't.
They're real secretive about stuff.
Everybody's
like
secretive, and then you can't like for some reason be like. I just got a gig in Italy. And I'm sitting there on my podcast being like, can I say this? Why wouldn't you want me to say it? I don't know. But I think because there's so much stuff that people are watching, they try to have like
a little bit of a surprise.
D-Day of media. So let's blitzkrieg this. I went both sides.
Do I see you in the Mandalorian?
Allies and Axis. What?
Do I see you in the Mandalorian movie?
Do you see me in that?
Yes.
Do you know how quickly Disney would whack me if I answered that?
That's why I asked if it was fair. I'm sorry to put you on a spot then.
No, it's all right.
I hope I do see you in the Mandalorian movie.
You know what? You have Mandalorian fatigue.
I have fatigue waiting for The Mandalorian. That's what I have. I can't wait to see it. That's why I'm excited about it. You know?
Okay.
I feel like
you just don't think, you know, everything that I was saying in the green room, that none of that landed with you.
Everything you said.
Wait, is this on air, Rich, or is this Rich? Am I talking to Rich? You're not looking at me.
I'm looking directly.
No, I get it. I get it, dude. I get it.
No,
I get it. I get it. Hey, man, I don't want to ruin your gig.
You're not. You aren't ruining a damn thing.
I'm excited to see Mark Marquez riding for the Team Ducati.
Yeah, before
Pecco Bagnaia. I love motorcycle racing and all that stuff. And
so that's what you're watching. You're watching that? Is that what you're watching?
I think that's the best racing out there as far as like the amount of passing and stuff. Like so many, you know, there'll be like 3-4 races a year where like on the last lap, the guy in first and second will like pass each other like 3 or 4 times. And then it's hilarious. Like the announcers, they're almost like, they go up into falsetto. And now Mark Marquez is back. It sounds like that spam sketch from Monty Python.
That's right.
Yeah. Lewis Hamilton. There's another one, like the F1, they do stuff. It just cracks me up. But I started with F1, but I just found like there was too little amount of like passing. And then there's just been like domination, like one driver, like it was, you know, and nobody can like beat him. So it just kind of got boring. But then I got into motorcycle racing. I'm like, oh, this is really like great stuff. So I don't know. Yeah, fantastic. So I'm excited about that.
Well, like I said, I'm pumped to see you on Broadway, man.
You gonna come out?
I'm 100%. I will. Right. I love this play.
Have I said too many things here that maybe somebody calls you up and says, I don't know, man. I don't.
Zero.
You know, Rich, if you
Zero.
Like your sports show,
zero.
I don't think that you
nothing
maybe want to go.
You and I are great. You will leave here great. I will be feeling great, and I will have no voicemails
what
anywhere.
What if I told you they added a dance number?
To the Glenn Gary, Glenn Ross?
And it's just me, solo.
Then I'm definitely showing up. I will be sitting in a front row seat, sir.
No, I am beyond excited to do that. This is something that...
You're perfect for it. It's going to be perfect for us.
It's going to be... It's going to be. I don't know what it's going to be. I've never done it. So I'm kind of like... I'm...
You were built to do David Mamet, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, thank you.
And I cannot wait to see it.
Right.
And again, everyone should go get tickets. Opening March 31st begins on March 10th, and right in the middle on March 14th, Bill Burr dropped dead years.
You don't think the Eagles have good enough defense to beat
I think they absolutely
that
do.
System?
I think I absolutely do, but I need
the
to make
system?
Sure that my paycheck clears so the Chiefs are going to win. Bill Burr here, everybody, right here on the Rich Eisen Show. We're back to wrap this show up in a sec. In the NFL, as we all know, there is no margin for error. One single mistake can change the outcome of a game or even, a career. Science proves quality sleep can help boost reaction time, recovery time, and overall athletic performance. Putting it all together, the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL is Sleep Number, whose mission is to provide players with data and insights to optimize their sleep for the ultimate competitive edge. And you can have it too. I know all about it. I've been around Sleep Number since 2015. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70, just 10 numbers apart, but it is the world of difference. We can set the mattress firmness on each side of the bed to the way that we want and get a great night's sleep. So why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? So you can choose, again, your ideal comfort on either side. And now it's the lowest price of the season on the top-selling i8 smart bed. Your best savings plus special financing. Limited time. Shop a Sleep Number store near you. Sleep Number, official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL. See store or sleepnumber.com for details. Let's talk Live Good, people. We all take supplements, or at least we know we should. But why are so many supplement companies charging ridiculous prices for products that really aren't that special? It's frustrating. That's why I want to introduce you to Live Good, a brand that's turning the supplement industry on its head. LiveGood believes that everyone deserves access to high-quality supplements without the insane markups. They offer premium products formulated by their industry-leading team of natural health experts, and they cut out the middleman to sell them at some of the lowest prices anywhere. You're going to love it. Collagen peptides, energy endurance electrolytes, organic coffee. Yeah, coffee, organic super greens, protein powder, weight loss products, hormone products, skincare products, all highest quality products at prices people can actually afford. Ready to make the switch and start saving? Well, we'll make it even easier for you. Use our link and you can save an additional 10% off your first order on top of the already lowest prices. Just go to livegood.com/rich to save 10% on your first order. That's livegood.com/rich. Don't miss out on this opportunity to invest in your health without overspending. These statements and products have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
The following is a paid advertisement from the International Brotherhood of Bald People.
Do you believe that you're missing out on the finer things in life because of your lack of hair? Are confidence, vitality, and love only for the Fabios of this world? Are you sad because you have more hair growing out of your ears and nose than you do on the top of your head? Does hair truly equal happiness?
No, it doesn't. Hi, I'm Rich Eisen, and I'm here to say that it's time for the Follically Challenged to draw a line in the sand and redefine what manhood truly is. Chemical applications, medical procedures, you've tried them all in the desperate hopes of regrowing your hair. The results? An empty wallet and you looking like a chia pet. However, now there is another option, the Bald Brotherhood. Our motto, no hair, don't care.
That's right, Rich. We're flipping the script because bald is beautiful. And if you're on the fence about shaving your head or removing that lame toupee, our beautiful crisis hotline is standing by to help you take the plunge. These certified, handsome operators will give you free, confidential support anytime, 24/7. They feel your pain. They were once living in the shadows just like you. Bad comb overs, ridiculous wigs, part of their daily lives. But thanks to the Brotherhood, they're now living their best lives. And you can too.
How many championships did Jordan win with hair? Zero. How many did he win when he was bald? Six. These are stats, baby. Stats and facts. Come on home. It's the Chrome Dome, baby. Shine with me.
We got LeBron.
Oh, keep him on. Just keep him on the line.
Hello? 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 LeBron? We lost him.
3-5 in the finals, whatever.
Hey, I've got Tiger.
Thank you, Bald Brotherhood. Balder is better.
I couldn't have done it without you, Bald Brotherhood. Thank you.
Less is more. Thank you, Bald Brotherhood. Now I'm fresh and clean.
Well, I guess I won't be needing this anymore. Thanks, Bald Brotherhood.
What can I say? My life has changed.
And don't forget, I'm not only the founder of the Bald Brotherhood, I'm also a member. Join the movement now.
The Bald Brotherhood.
I mean,
Bill Burr's part of it.
And we're not all brothers.
That's correct. Ladies and gentlemen, that was fun. God, man, Bill, he just cracks me up. What?
Well, he took some shots. You know, you're kind of staggering on the ropes there. I don't know if you're going to be able to bounce back and finish the show.
What are you talking about?
I think Theory might throw in the towel on you.
Who's throwing the towel on me?
I think Susie might. I mean,
what are you talking about?
You know, you just might have some conversations when you get home.
What are you talking about?
I'm just saying.
What am I? What are you talking about?
Oh my God! Rich is like an old prize fighter struggling to stay off the ropes.
Is that what you texted you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Be careful.
What's up, hon? Pete Carroll is being introduced as head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders as we speak.
He looks great. Have you seen any of these clips of him from today?
Of course, he looks great.
He looks amazing.
What do you think? He's just got old and gray, and
he spent a year doing nothing.
He was working out.
Come on, man.
73. He'll be 74.
It's just going to be literally, he's going to get sick and tired of that fast.
What, the age thing?
Yeah. That's what I said. You just got to tell you're going to hear about his age.
Well, Jerry Jones is older than Joe Biden. I don't know. What do you mean?
I hear you. Welcome back to the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network. Sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger, with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Fun stuff with Bill Burr, everybody. Pete Carroll, introduced, is the latest Raiders head coach. It is great to see him back, man. What was the question that was asked of Pete Carroll? Oh, working with Tom Brady, the quarterback of the team that prevented him from going back to
back. Yes.
It's just, I mean, the fact that this is happening, Pete Carroll's a Tom Brady hire, his first one.
Crazy.
Can't make it up.
When Mark figured out how valuable it would be to put Tom Brady in this mix and bring that kind of football background and history, Mark made a great move. And it's our job to celebrate that for Mark and to make sure that this comes to life the way it can, with the great possibilities and the great future and the immediate future as well. My hat's off to you guys. I'm so fired up that we're doing this together. And it's going to be unique. Then they're going to be surprised what comes.
That's Pete Carroll. Everyone knows what you're going to get with him.
Yep.
That's what I said.
Yep.
You know what you're going to get with him. You know what you're going to get. You know what culture is going to be installed. Mm-hmm. And that's what you need if you're churning through coaches over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, could you imagine? Pete Carroll is on the coaching sidelines. Tom Brady is in the owner's suite when he's not in the booth for Fox. And is it possible that Shedeur Sanders and Russell Wilson are in the same quarterback room?
Yes.
Could you imagine that's the way the Raiders go into business?
That's fun.
With the Chiefs having three-peated at the top and Sean Payton and the Broncos and Jim Harbaugh and the Chargers? Wow, the AFC West is lit.
Actor Michael Rosenbaum, he knows some of the most talented people in the business, and now he's getting the inside story.
Let's get inside of Heather Graham.
I can't look at, like, Boogie Nights and think that you were a nerd.
Johnny Knoxville.
You think you're going to do another Jackass movie? What do your kids want?
Dad's not going to do that. Yeah. You got to be careful how you choose your heroes.
Hear from some of the most fascinating people in pop culture today.
Danny Trejo.
You're a legend. Do you know you're a legend?
You can't be a legend having this much fun.
The Inside of You podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.